And because they're denying that there are two aspects of our nature. One aspect of our nature is flesh. It is desperately wicked. No matter how good it appears, it is wicked. And that's how most Christians, by the way, live their Christian life, is in the flesh. Self-discipline, volitional responsibility, all of this type of thing. Very strong John Wayne type Christians. And they're impressed with it. But then when they show or reveal weakness in the flesh, we become very horrified. We're looking at the living water that Jesus Christ offered the woman at the well in John 4, and we've seen it in so many other places, so that we might understand what's going on. Because, people, what this really comes down to is not your view of man or sin. It's your view of God. What's your view of God in this? Because if I can lose my salvation, that is my view of God. That's what God will do. My God is a kind of God who will take away what he has given you if you don't do certain things. That's my view of God. And if that's my view of God, then what's going to happen is that's going to influence your own relationship with other people. That's the way then I'm going to deal with people. Because that's my view of the way God deals with me. So I'm going to deal with others that way. And so it just starts with my view of God and then ends up with my personal relationship, right, with family members and friends and so forth. And it's so vital that you and I stop and look at things and what is my view of God here? What is my view of the work of Christ on the cross here? Because this is really what is at issue. And not the sin or sins that someone may commit. You have to ask yourself if that's true, how many sins? What sins? How long? If it's a pattern, how long constitutes the loss of salvation? You get into some very human relative concepts if a person can lose their salvation that just are not supported in Scripture. Now, that does not mean that I can't go to Scripture and show you some Scripture that would, if you want to see, loss of salvation, just as we've seen with everything. You're not going to convince somebody who believes the person to lose their salvation. I thought you're not going to convince them until they open their eyes of faith. And we've seen this in so many areas. Don't get into a battle. You've got five verses, they've got five verses. In fact, if you know your Scriptures well, you can probably help them out and give them three verses they didn't even know that was there that would support their position. So you get into this battle, and Scripture can be seen however you want it to see. So let's let the Spirit open our eyes as we finish up this very important study of individual life and relationship with God. Let's pray. While we're lifting Heavenly Father this morning at mankind, and while we're looking at sin, and can a person who is once saved, can he lose that status? What we're in depth really studying is you. Since salvation is of you, if we can lose it, then that tells us something about you. Father, we're looking at our relationship with you. This is why you sent your Son and your Spirit, that we might have a relationship with you. And so, Father, we pray that your Spirit will continue to open our eyes to the truth of things that are going on here. Father, we might examine and see our relationship with you. How easy it is, no matter how low we go, how easy it is to be resurrected into the newness of life with you, having never lost that eternal relationship. Dear Heavenly Father, reveal to us the majesty, the awesome of your being. We praise you, Father, in Christ's name. Amen. Now, in this, we have taken up several points of introduction, and I went over some of those just in talking to you. Then we went to examining eternal security from the standpoint of the work of Christ on the cross. What is your view of the cross? Now, Tuesday night, we spend some time on this. If you are sharply interested in the doctrine of eternal security, I do recommend you get Tuesday night's tape, because we spend some time on your view of the cross. What is your view of what happened on the cross? Many Christians like to talk about the cross and then turn around and say things like a person can lose their salvation. You can't have both. You can't sit there and say, boy, on the cross, Jesus Christ paid it all, did it all this, but you can lose your salvation. If I can commit a sin or sins, and that's always up for debate, how many, which ones, all of this, but if I can, then, and lose my salvation, then that means that it is up to me to maintain my salvation by not